And this principle, you need to 100% listen this afternoon and put this into your heart. Not just knowledge, but heart. Do you know what I call us? You know what I like to call believers? I like to call us faith warriors. Faith warriors. Yeah? And this afternoon, I want to speak about fighting the good fight. If you've ever felt like giving up, if the battles in your life seem unrelenting at times, then this is for you today. God is calling you to be a faith warrior. A faith warrior isn't somebody who has it all together, but it's someone who fights the good fight of faith, who stands firm in the face of trials, and who trusts in the power of God to bring them victory. The battle belongs to the Lord, but as faith warriors, we must show up and we must stand strong in Him. We are called to the battlefield. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called." Faith warriors don't live on the sidelines. We are called to step onto the battlefield and engage in the spiritual fight. This isn't just about defending our faith, but it's about advancing the kingdom of God. The fight of faith is not against people, but it's against the spiritual forces of darkness around us. Picture a soldier who's preparing for battle. They don't go unarmed or unprepared, do they? They put on their armor. They train and they go with confidence. In the same way, God equips us with the armor of God to stand firm. We need to arm ourselves with the Word of God to understand, to come like we are this afternoon and sit and listen to the Word of God, because that's how we will get the knowledge of the Word of God. This is your sword. The Word of God is your sword against the spiritual powers of darkness. Amen. This is your sword against everything that hell would throw at you. This is how we fight. We fight with the sword, which is the Word of God. But it's something that we neglect, isn't it? Do you know why we neglect it? Because the devil would, he knows the power of our sword. So what's the best way for him to stop us from getting the victory? Making us weak. And how does he make us weak? We put it away and we don't read it, do we? How do you expect to be strong if you don't eat? If we don't eat properly, we cannot be strong. We'll be weak. We'll feel faint. But it's the same as this. This is our bread. This is our daily food. This is what nourishes us and makes us strong. Because then we have the sword in our hand and we have the Word of God living and active within us, and we are strong. We need to be praying every day to strengthen our connection with our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ. Faith warriors trust in the power of God. Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Faith warriors know that the battle isn't won by human strength, but by the power of God. When you face giants in your life, remember that it's not your size or your skills or your past that matters, but it's the God who fights for you who matters. Victory comes when you rely on God, not your own ability. Who knows the story of David and Goliath? David stood before Goliath the giant, a small young man, boy, standing before Goliath the giant. David didn't trust in a sword or armor, but he trusted in the name of the Lord. And with one stone, God delivered the enemy into his hands. We need to surrender our battles to God. What do I mean by our battles? Our shame, our addictions, the things that hold us, that we're reliant on life, that aren't good for us. If we hand them to God, we will get the victory. Like I got the victory, so will you. But we need to be faith warriors. We need to rely on God, not on our own strength and ability. Because we are weak, actually. We think we can hold it all together on our own. But we can't. We need to stand up and we need to declare victory in Jesus' name in our lives. Even when the odds seem stacked against us. Faith warriors stand firm in the face of opposition. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Did you see those words? Be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. A faith warrior doesn't waver when the enemy attacks. They stand firm, knowing that their foundation is in Jesus Christ. The winds may blow and howl, gale force around them, but they remain unshaken because their faith is anchored in the Word of God. Standing firm doesn't mean that the storms won't come. It means that you won't fall when it does. Yesterday morning at 8:10, I found myself again at the hospital in a CT scan machine. And I lay there and all the memories came back. Horrible memories. And I thought, here I am back on here. And I had two choices I could make yesterday morning. I could declare defeat of fear of what I was happening at that very moment. Or I could stand and say, I am a faith warrior and I believe in what the Word says about me. And I believe in the promises of God about me. And I will stand up. And I will not waver, and I will be firm. I had a choice. I could have walked away with fear and doubt in my mind. But I have a sword. You know what? When this sort of attack comes, when I find myself on a CT machine, there's only one thing that can mean, and that is that something big is going to happen in our midst. The enemy does not want it here. The enemy wants to reign. The enemy, the devil, wants to reign with his darkness over Micklefield and High Wycombe and hold people in chains and trapped in a life where there's no hope, in the addictions, in the things that they think they need. But Jesus wants to change in them. But we need to pick up our sword and declare the word of God to the enemy, the devil. When fear and doubt come, speak God's promises over your life. Surround yourself with other faith warriors who will encourage you and pray for you. Don't try walk on your own. We need to walk as a community of faith believers, because this is what we are. We're a community of faith warriors. And we need to be praying for each other and upholding each other. For when the attack hits one of us, the attack hits all of us. And we raise up in one accord, one unity. All lifting up with our sword, which is the word of Christ, of God. And fighting together. Not one of us needs to walk alone. If we are walking alone, then there's something wrong. Faith warriors persevere until victory. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." Don't lose heart. Faith warriors don't quit. They persevere, knowing that God has the perfect timing and that His promises are sure. Even when the battle feels long, they keep pressing forward, trusting that the victory is already won in Christ. This weekend is my weekend of victory in Christ. Because I do not fear. And I hold the sword of faith up against the attack from hell. Even when that battle feels long, persevere. Don't quit. Perseverance is the mark of a true faith warrior. Who wants to be a faith warrior here? Come on. Hallelujah. The enemy will only win if you give up. Think of a runner in a marathon. They may feel like stopping, but they press on, they go step by step until they cross the finish line. Faith warriors run the race with endurance, keeping their eyes firmly on Jesus. When you feel weary, remind yourself of God's faithfulness in the past. Pray for strength and encouragement, knowing that God will sustain you. Do you know what the opposite of panic is? Prayer. Prayer. Prayer is the panic stain remover. You've got an option. You can panic or you can pray. I know which one I choose. I choose to pray. Faith warriors know that the victory is already won. Do you know that the victory is already won? 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The greatest truth for a faith warrior is this: the battle is already won. Come on, someone say after me, the battle is already won. Jesus defeated sin. He defeated death, and He defeated the devil on the cross. We fight from a place of victory, not for victory, but from a place of victory, because we already have the victory. Because the battle is the Lord's, He will fight for you. As a faith warrior, you don't fight alone. and you don't fight to win, Jesus has already secured your victory. Do you see? I love that letter. I love it so much. I mean, it just slips off my tongue. It just rolls off. Hey, boo-boo. Picture a general in the army declaring victory before the war even begins. That's the confidence we can have in Christ. We know the outcome because He has already overcome for us. Praise God for the victory. Even before you see the victory manifest in your life, share your testimonies of God's faithfulness to encourage others in their fight of faith. So I'm going to call you to action this afternoon. And I'm going to say, rise up, faith warriors. Let this year be a year of victory. A year where we are full of the Word of God, raising the sword against the enemy. Let us this afternoon draw a line in our lives and declare to the enemy, you will not cross over that line, because I am protected and I already have the victory. You see, we can choose what we can allow into our lives and into our families. The battle may be fierce, but the one who fights for you is greater than anything you face. So pick up your armor. Start each day in the Word of God and in prayer. Stand firm. Don't let the devil intimidate you, because your God is greater. Declare victory. Speak life and truth over your battles, knowing that Jesus has already won. Go forth from here today, faith warriors. Walk in boldness. Stand in faith and claim the victory that is yours in Jesus Christ. Jesus will never, ever fail you. He's never once failed me. Who's in? Who's in with me? Good. David, you're in? So then it's time for us to give the battle cry at the start of this year. So I'm going to ask you something really, really, really crazy to do now. What is that there? What does it say next to it? What's that line doing? He's roaring, isn't he? He's roaring.
That line there, right me, right back me, roaring, when I'm right at the G, that's me.
I'm going to ask you to stand up. Come on, let's be serious a minute. We stand up. I'm going to count down, and we're going to send a message to Howell this afternoon. Are you ready? Come on, stay with me.
Stay with guys, stay out, focus.
We're going to send a message to hell this afternoon. that the victory is already ours. Victory is ours because the Lord fights our battles. And we're going to give the battle cry this afternoon, and I am going to ask you to roar like a lion. You just roar in whatever way. This is serious, guys, please. This is serious now. Okay, this is not a joke. Nick? This is not a joke. This is serious. Who wants the victory this year? So let's make a noise and send a clear message to the enemy this afternoon. That this year is a place of the victory of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
are we ready?
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to hear you like little wimps. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to see you like a little kitty cat. I want to see you like a lion. Yes, like a lion. And I want you to roar. I want you to make a noise. If you don't have to roar, just make a noise. Declaring victory over your life this year. Are we ready?
Yep.
Stay with me, please. Nick. Come on. Let's try and be respectful, right? Because I'm still speaking. Five, four, three, two, one. Wow. Do you think right. Do you think that's strong enough?
No.
Five, four, three, two, one. I think he heard that. Thank you. Now this is what you do. Every time you face a battle, let the enemy know who you are. You roar because you have the Lion of Judah living inside you, Jesus Christ. You let him know who you are. Do you know Jesus? Okay. Have you committed your lives to Christ?
Yes.
Then you let him know who you are.
Yeah.
Go forth, faith warriors. Walk in boldness. Stand in faith and claim the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.